Brazilian health authorities have suspended one of the most advanced trials for a Chinese coronavirus vaccine. NPR's Emily Feng reports this is one of four coronavirus vaccines that Chinese firms have been testing on human participants.
Brazil's health authorities said human trials for Chinese company Sinovac were indefinitely suspended because of, quote, serious incident. The head of Sao Paulo's Medical Research Institute conducting the Sinovac trial said there had been a death among the trial's more than 10,000 participants, but it was not vaccine-related. Sinovac said on Tuesday that it will communicate with Brazilian health authorities, but that it believed in the safety of its vaccine. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, has openly opposed buying Sinovac vaccines. In China, however, Sinovac has been one of two experimental vaccines given to hundreds of thousands of people, supposedly for emergency use. Emily Feng, NPR News, Beijing.
The husband of Vice President-elect Kamala Harris is leaving his job as a partner with a major law firm. A spokeswoman for the Biden-Harris campaign says Doug Emhoff is not himself a lobbyist, but his law firm, DLA Piper, has lobbied the federal government for corporate clients. The connection could present the appearance of conflict of interest were Emhoff to continue with the firm, and he plans to sever all ties by Inauguration Day. He took a leave of absence with his law firm in August when Senator Harris was tapped to run for vice president. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered on CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coming up on the program, Congressman Tom Emmer of Minnesota, chair of the National Republican Congressional Committee, talks about how his party flipped a number of congressional seats and held on to most others. Then, a new Vatican report on a former cardinal who was defrocked amid allegations of sexual misconduct shows that Pope John Paul II and Pope Benedict XVI were aware of the accusations. We will have those stories coming up next on All Things Considered. Warming up after the snow from earlier in the week, highs today in the 40s for the most part, except for Pueblo, where it's currently 53 degrees and sunny, 46, mostly sunny for Denver. This is CPR News.